Title: Brake Bus Mutes for Tension. In Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the most reliable drum and bass tension moves ever, making the groove disappear for a split second, then slamming it back in so the drop feels twice as heavy. The trick is simple conceptually: you mute your brake layers as a group, but the reason it works is psychological. In Rolling D&B, the brakes and tops are the movement. When they vanish, even for a 16th note, the listener feels the floor drop out. Then when they return, it's instant impact. In this lesson, we're building a dedicated brake bus in Ableton Live 12, setting up two kinds of mutes, hard cuts and smooth fades, and then pushing the idea with reverb tails, filter sweeps, and a few classic automation patterns you can drop into your arrangements. Let's set this up cleanly. Step 1. Build a proper brake bus. Go into Arrangement View and identify the tracks that make up your brake layer. Think Amen Chops, Top Loops, Ride Shuffles, Ghost Snares, Percussion One-Shots, Little Fills. Basically, anything that adds swing and texture. Select those tracks and group them. That's CMD or Control plus G. Rename the group Brake Bus. Now, big arrangement decision. Do you want your main kick and snare inside this bus or outside it? Here's the classic D&B move. Keep your main kick and snare outside the brake bus, and put the movement inside. That way, when you mute the brake bus, the core punch can still hit. You get tension without the track feeling like it literally stopped. If you do include kick and snare, that's a more dramatic full blackout cool sometimes, but it can also collapse the energy if you're not careful. Once that's decided, we're ready to create the two mute styles. Option A is the hard cut. Tight, editor-friendly, super precise. Click the Brake Bus Group track. It to go into automation mode. In the automation chooser, select mixer, then track volume. Now you can draw volume automation down to minus infinity for your mute moments. This method is clean because it's just volume. No extra devices, no surprises, and it's easy to draw little 1/8 or 1/16th gaps. It also makes those gate-like stutters really straightforward. Option B is the smooth fade, which feels more like DJ tension. For this, we'll use utility and a macro so you get one performable control. On the Brake Bus Group track, drop a utility audio effect. Use utility gain as your mute control. Normal is at 0 dB. Muted can be minus infinity if you want a true vacuum, or something like minus 36 dB if you want a little ghost bleed. Now put that utility inside an audio effect rack. Select the utility and hit CMD or Control plus G to rack it. Map utility gain to macro 1, and rename that macro break mute. Now instead of drawing volume automation directly, you can automate the macro. This is nice because it feels like one knob you can perform, record, then edit later. Here's an important coaching note. Even if you want a hard cut, don't think mute button, think gate. Super fast down, super fast up, with tiny ramps to avoid clicks. A great default is about 3 to 10 milliseconds down and 3 to 10 milliseconds back up. You still get that vacuum, but you don't get nasty pops on bright breaks. And in Live 12, pay attention to curve shape, not just timing. If you right-click an automation segment and add curvature, you can make the fade feel more musical. A log-style curve slow then fast feels like it's sucking the air out right before the cut. An exponential-style curve fast then slow feels like you slammed the brakes early. Same timing, different emotional effect. Now let's do the super jungle move. Air-only mutes. This is where the dry brakes cut, but the reverb tail keeps moving, so the silence still has energy. Create a return track. Rename it Brake Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Start with a plate or hall. Set decay somewhere around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Add a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't smear the transient instantly. Then filter it. High cut around 6 to 10k so it's not fizzy, and low cut around 150 to 300 hc so you don't muddy the low end. Now go back to your brake tracks and send a modest amount to Brake Verb. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB on this end. Here's the magic. When you mute the brake bus, the return keeps ringing, so you get this whoosh of space. Then the drop hits. Pro move. Automate a quick throw. Right before the mute, automate the send amount up briefly, then cut the bus. That makes the reverb bloom right into the silence. Quick warning. Check your routing so your silence is actually silence. If your brake tracks are feeding other returns, parallel chains, or post-fader weirdness, you might still hear hats or room tone during the mute. A fast diagnostic is to temporarily set all brake sends to minus infinity and confirm that only tail you hear is the one you intended on Brake Verb. Alright, let's talk automation patterns, the stuff you can copy, paste, and rely on. Pattern 1. the 1 bar pre-drop vacuum, in the bar before the drop. Keep it normal for beats 1 through 3. On beat 4, mute the break bus for a quarter note, then snap it back exactly on the drop. This is high impact, because you're creating a short absence right at the moment the listener expects the most momentum. If you want to emphasize it, layer something that's not in the break bus, like a reverse cymbal, a snare fill, a vocal chop, so there's still intention during the gap. Pattern 2. The mid-drop fake-out. Every 8 bars, mute the break bus for an eighth note or a quarter note and bring it right back. This works insanely well in rollers, because it makes the listener trip for a moment without derailing the groove. It's also great when the bass is steady, because the bass becomes the anchor while the percussion blinks out. Pattern 3. The stutter mute. In a 1-bar fill for the last 2 beats, alternate 1/16th on, 1/16th off. Zoom in, set the grid to 1/16th or 1/32nd, and draw those automation steps like a gate pattern. Again, consider leading kick and snare steady while the tops chop. That's how you get that jungle chop energy without it sounding like your audio engine glitched. Now, optional but seriously effective, make the return hit harder with transient management. When the breaks come back after a mute, you want punch, not smear. On the break bus, try drum bus. Keep drive subtle, maybe 2 to 10% depending on how crunchy you want it. Turn transients up, somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20, so the re-entry bites. Usually leave boom off on a breaks bus, because it can fight your kick and sub. You can also add a glue compressor for light bus glue. Ratio 2:1, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, so the transients can breathe. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and heap gain reduction modest 1 to 3 dB. This is about control, not smashing. And EQ8, high pass around 30 to 60 Hz to keep your sub clean. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 6 to 9K can stop the re-entry from feeling like white noise. Now let's level up, with a few darker D&B variations. One nasty trick is keeping the sub steady and removing only the tops. Muting just the break bus while the sub and kick keep running feels like the machine never stopped. It's super effective in heavy rollers. Another low-pass sweep into the mute. Put auto filter on the break bus, and automate the cutoff down to around 300 to 800 Hz over a bar. Then do a quick mute for an eighth or quarter. On the drop, reset the filter and bring the full spectrum back. That contrast reads huge. If you want grime in the reverb tail, add a saturator on the break verb return. Very subtle. 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip can give the tail character without getting loud. And if the reverb is swallowing punch, sidechain the return. Put a compressor on break verb, enable sidechain from the kick, and dial it so the tail ducks out of the way when the kick hits. A couple common mistakes to avoid. First, muting everything unintentionally, including your main kick and snare. That can make your drop energy collapse. Be intentional about what lives in the break bus. Second, clicks and pops on hard mutes. That's usually because you're cutting abruptly on a waveform that isn't near zero, or your break has heavy low end. Fix it with those tiny 3 to 10 millisecond ramps, or clean the low end with a high pass so the bus isn't carrying sub energy. Third, reverb tail mud. If you're doing air only mutes, filter the return. Low cut at 150 to 300 Hz is your best friend. And last, overusing the trick. If you mute every 2 bars, it stops being tension and starts being a gimmick. Use it as structure. Subtle microcuts every 8, bigger signature cuts every 16. Now a quick 15-minute practice routine to lock this in. Grab a rolling 174 BPM loop with kick, snare, break layer, and hats. Group your break layers into break bus. Add utility, racket, and map gain to a macro called break mute. Then create 3 16-bar drop sections. In drop A, do 1/4 bar mute every 8 bars. In drop B, do a 1 bar pre-drop tension move, filter down over the bar, spike the reverb, send for a throw, then do a 1/4 bar mute right before the drop. In drop C, do 2 beats of stutter mutes, 1/16th on and off for the last half bar. Render it and listen like a producer and a mix engineer. Does it feel more dangerous, or does it feel interrupted? If it sounds like a mistake, you're probably muting when nothing else is talking. Try aligning your mute with a masking window, a riser, a vocal, a bass fill, an impact. When something else owns the moment, the mute reads as intentional. Final recap. Build a dedicated break bus so you can remove movement without killing the whole beat. Use volume automation for hard, clean cuts, or utility map to a macro for performance-friendly control. Use a dedicated reverb return for air-only mutes and automate throws so the tail blooms into the silence. Place your mutes at phrase points, keep them short, and shape the curve so it feels musical, not accidental. If you tell me what kind of break you're using, immense style chops, two-step tops, or full loops, and whether your kick and snare are separate from the break, I can suggest a tight 16-bar automation script that matches your groove.